Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome to Parshvika. Welcome. I'm going to cover about the specific topic about why you're not getting the sales, because I've been lately getting a lot of the comments from you guys, people asking me, I have 100 designs on Zazzle. I've been there for a year, didn't get any sales. I have this many designs on this particular platform, waiting for months, but still no sales, did all the work, and why it's not happening. I'm going to be covering why you're not getting any sales, what are the reasons behind it, and how you could actually conquer them or overcome them to bring in the sales. We have a lot of the free content. The links are in description box below. If you are an artist, recently we collaborated with the Medan Art for art supplies, for watercolors, canvases, acrylic paints and all that. The links are in description box below. If you're an artist and you love to buy some new art supplies, then make sure you check it out. We actually collaborated with them recently. You can get the 10% off with the coupon code GLOBOMEDAN. All the links are in description box below. If you're selling on Zazzle, Redbubble, TeePublic, we have the different products. You can very well check it out. The three Zazzle products and Creative Fabrica products. All the links are in description box below. Anyways, let's talk about why you're not getting in the sales. This is a very common thing, and it's normal and natural process. It's not something that you're doing wrong with your brand, but what you could do to bring in sale. Let's talk about that. The first thing first is you need to look at your designs. What are your designs all about? Who you are serving? If your designs are like a general, it's, I get it. In the beginning of the print on demand journey, I was having a general shop and I still have one. I was uploading the products randomly and thinking that they may get sales or they may not. I was just trying and testing. So if you are in a testing round, that you need to upload more. Okay, if you are uploading 100 designs, come on, there are millions of designs, and your 100 designs are going to be hidden in the millions of designs. It won't be able to visible to the people because you don't have a sales history, you don't have a review, so your products would be very back in the search engine, so won't likely get the sales. So that's why the first thing, mistakes you're doing, is about your designs, who you are serving with. Look at your niche. Even if you have a general shop, look at what is your niche. What are you talking about? It's a sports product, sports related niche, gifts for people, training items or occasions or ocean, whatever the niche is, whatever you're serving with that, know your designs there. Know who you're serving with, what your designs. So that's the first mistake people do. They don't know what they are selling. They just upload the design for the sake of getting some sales. They don't know who they are serving with. So please take into account who you're serving with. The second thing I have for you is, if you are selling on a marketplace, Redbubble, Zazzle, there are millions of designs. And if you just upload 100 designs, you're not going to expect to bring in the sales unless you're providing or you're having the designs in a very, very high demand niche and very low competition niche. That I did in the beginning of my Zazzle journey. I got the sales in the first 33 products. I uploaded 33 products and I got the first sale because I was serving very high demand niche and very less competitive category. So unless you're going with that, it is very less unlikely for you to get the sales. So I would recommend you, if you have 100 designs, upload more designs. That's the second mistake people do. They upload few designs and sit back and relax, waiting the things to happen for you. Yeah, you can sit back and relax if you have a day job or if you have a school or something. You may be busy, you won't have a time, I understand that, but you still need to upload more. Or find a niche that is in great demand but very less competition. Do the research, whatever fits for you. That's the second mistake people do. Third mistake, your title and tags. These are the juicy part of your design. Once your design is there, you make up the product, you upload the product, people gonna search for your title and tags. Look at whether you're using the relevant keywords or relevant words in your title and tags or not, because they are searchable. These marketplaces are search engines, okay? They have the SEO. So you need to master the SEO. For that, you need to look at your title and tags. So the people make the mistakes. They use the random keywords, random tags, the trending popular keyword just to expect to get in the sales. No, don't use the trending tags or keywords if they are not relevant to your design. Only use the relevant keywords and tags. If you're targeting the sports niche, then only use the sports related tags. Don't have a food in the keywords unless you have like a sports or food mix in design, then that's a different thing. That's the third mistake people do with the tags and title. The fourth mistake people do is, which I feel based on that, their store is doesn't have a brand. You upload 100 designs randomly, no store logo, no store description, nothing. Totally random, totally something like that. So people click on the product, they look at that and they scroll down, they look that it's a random store. There is no even a store logo, there is no one behind that, random name out of middle of nowhere, no description, nothing. Don't do that, guys. You don't have to make it too much complicated and fancy. No, keep it simple, but at least have a store logo. Make the free logo in the Canva or make it by yourself or whatever software you want to use. Make it a simple logo. Have a logo. Have a name of your store. Have a small, simple description if you don't want to make it complicated. But at least have a little bit of the store branding, have a store banner so people know that there is someone behind that stuff. It's not a robot selling the products. There is a person behind that who's selling the product, who started with their business, and they would love to support you. Because people don't buy just for the sake of buying. They buy the products based on the feelings. If they feel a certain thing about you, if they look at your store and you have a description, you have a story behind it, they're gonna read your story and they've connected with the story, then they are more likely to buy from you and they will going to keep on coming back to your store and buy more from you, like a repeated customer. Or they may actually convert multiple times, buy multiple different products from your store. So that will going to make a lot more sense to you in the long-term strategy in building a proper brand around your store. And that's the people miss out when they're starting with completely new. They don't know what the name they want to have for the store or what store logo they want to have, what description they have, and they end up having random things and then they won't make any sales and thinking, what did they wrong? What did they do wrong with that? Okay, so that's the thing you can actually incorporate. Another mistake people do that bring in not any sales or very low sales is that they are targeting the niches or the design. They are targeting the niches or the topics that are maybe in the high demand or may not be in the high demand, but they are very, very competitive. Like if you're uploading in the food niche, come on, food niche is so competitive. You need to sub-niche down. You need to target the niches that is in high demand and low competition in the beginning to get some sales. You need to get some sales history for your store to actually rank on these search engines. Because these search engines, these marketplaces put the products first, which are bringing in helping in sales. Because when you make money, they make money. When you bring in sales, they make money. So they need to see whether your product can actually sell on their marketplace or not. And if having a sale history will going to prove them that it's going to sell again, then they're going to push it up on the search engine so help you bring in more sales. So thereby they make money when you bring sales. So that's the thing you need to keep in mind to target for the niches, which is in very high demand and low competition in the beginning to at least get some sales. Please guys, do this strategy in the beginning. I did with my products to target in the niches, which is very, very high demand. Look at the demands. You can do the research on the Google Trends, Google Analytics. You can also look at the Amazon or Redbubble or on the Etsy. Or use any tools out there to find the niches that are in great demand and less competition, and then make the designs in that to get the few quick sales in the beginning that your store is lacking to build up a little bit of the sales and history so that you end up bringing in more sales because your designs will be pushed up in the search engine because you got some sales history. So make that thing correct if you're not doing it right now. You can do it, guys. Anyone can do it. The another mistake people do with not bringing in sale is their lack mindset. Now, people will be thinking, what is related to the mindset about me starting with a store? There is everything related with your energy. If you don't believe in the law of attraction, if you don't believe in that, then it's a hard story. But
Likewise, you don't believe in the law of gravity. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to know it. But no one is excepted from that. There is no exception case. We all have a law of gravity pulled downwards towards the gravity pull. Likewise, there is a law. If you chase after something, the things will going to run away from you. Because you have a scarcity mindset. You're chasing for money. You're chasing for sales because you're thinking that you don't have a sale. You don't have a money. That's why you're chasing after that. That's kind of like a scarcity mindset, which end up helping you or getting into the situation where you won't even make any sales. You won't even make any money. So your energy, your mindset has a lot to do with your store, has a lot to do with what you do, with what your state of being, with what you're doing in your life. If your energy sucks, then the actions that you're taking in the 3D world won't help you reach anywhere. It's an energy-based universe. There is a law-based universe. There is no exception. You don't have to believe it if you don't want to believe it, but you are included in that rule. No one is excluded. So it works on you. It works on your store. It works on anyone and everyone. So you need to look at your money mindset. What's your money mindset? Everyone has a money story. It's a positive, negative. If it's a negative, change into the positive one using the affirmations, visualizations, scripting. There are so many techniques out there. You can very well check them out. Or even if you don't want to do the techniques, but still look at it. Are you chasing the money? Are you chasing the sales? Please don't do that. We are building a brand over here. It's not just making $100 here and there and that's all. And then you're going to close up your business. No, it's a building a brand. It's a long run process. It's not a short term money making strategy. So you need to build your mindset according to that. Building a business or building something is not just about taking a physical action or taking an action in the physical world. It's also about actually aligning your energy with that physical action to help you get the results that you're looking for. So you really need to look what's your energy in. Are you in sync with your alignment or are you sync in with your actions or not? If not, it's going to be a lot of the work and you might end up quitting it because you don't are passionate about and you're going to quit it. So look at your money mindset, look at your energy and is it aligned or not? Another mistake that people do is they enter the niche or they enter the design or they make the products which they are not even passionate to talk about. They just enter it for the sake of the sales. They look at the YouTube gurus talking about print on demand, talking about the Zazzle, talking about making money online. They look at those niches, trending products, popular products and all that. They chase and they upload the design just for expecting to get the sales because they are chasing after the money and chasing after the sales. They're not even passionate about and when they don't get any sales, they end up quitting it. So you need to be interested in something or you need to go after the design ideas or the niche ideas that you're interested in talking about. If you're not interested, please don't go for it. I really want to tell you because it's not a rich overnight money making scheme. It will definitely going to take some time to make a significant amount of money. So you really need to look for something or go for something which you are interested in, which you are passionate to talk about. So look at your energy, how you're going, and then build the strategy or build a business based on that. The last mistake that people do is they lack the patience. They think that once they upload the design, they're going to get in the sales within a week. Now, it may happen for you or it may not be happening for you. Majority of the cases, it doesn't happen. For me, it happened because I was in the correct mindset. I was targeting the right niche. And more importantly, I was not even looking for getting the quick sales. I was like, even if I don't make money in the next 6 months, I was okay with that. That's the kind of the strategy or mindset I was having. That's why I end up making the sales within 3 weeks of starting my Zazzle store in 2021. So that's what I want to tell you guys. Be patient. Build a long-term strategy in your mind that even if it doesn't bring you sales in 6 months, you're okay with that. You're not chasing after the sales. You're not chasing after the money because it's going to be really hard to make any sales or make any money if you are chasing after it. The mindset works here. Even if you don't believe in it, even if you don't understand it, whatever the case is, it works for you. It works for me. It works for everyone. So have patience. While you're building your Zazzle business, uploading the designs, maybe do something that helps you stop focusing on just your Zazzle business. Maybe do something in the background. Maybe have fun. Whatever fun that looks like for you. Maybe do something else so that you can take your mind off from the Zazzle subject and focus on something that really makes you happy, because you really need to enjoy this journey. It's a journey. It's a long-term journey. So you need to enjoy it rather than just focusing on achieving the goals. You will going to achieve the goals if you actually enjoy the process. So hopefully this helps you understand why you're not making the sales.
See you for the next time. Take care. Bye.